Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today for the first 2 hours is Ali Zeck, Z-E-C-K. She is a trainer. She has a Facebook page. Just look her up under that name, Ali Zeck. And you were talking about some of the things that people were going through at the time that you saw them or at the time that they started medication. And I'd like you to also talk about one of the things that you were experiencing that doctors kind of ignored or didn't even ask about or didn't think to ask about.
So, yeah, I think that's one of the most pivotal points when we're talking about the pathologizing and medicalizing people's experiences. And by that, I mean people that are presenting, Deanna, to doctors with, anxiety, symptoms of anxiety or symptoms of depression. And really what's going on is many, many times it's actually like a physical thing going on in their body. They may have, a thyroid issue. They may have an adrenal gland issue. For me, I had some severe grief and trauma going on. I had some basic anxiety going on in college, but later on when I was put on more drugs, I had some pretty impactful grief and trauma that I was experiencing. And so when I went to the doctor, I was basically, no one ever talked to me about how to manage my grief, or no one ever said, Ali, based on what you're going through, it was a very traumatic time. Based on what you're going through, Ali, you should be experiencing these symptoms. Anybody in your situation would be having anxiety at this point. Instead, I was told, "Oh, wow, you're mentally ill. You need a medication for that." And so that's kind of what I help my clients unfold. And through Kelly Brogan's, Vital Mind Reset program that I'm a coach for, we look at the foundation and, what was going on in your life when you went on the drugs. Tell me what you're experiencing. And it's insane, Deanna, how many people may have had like a sudden impact, like death in their family, or a parent that was severely ill, or a parent that was abusive to them. And instead of, again, talking to these people about being able to accept their feelings and manage their emotions and deal with their emotions and, walk through that, you said this earlier, people always want to fit a quick fix in our society. And on that same concept, everybody in America, we are told to evade any type of pain whatsoever. We don't want to go through it. So we will do whatever we can to avoid it. And so that's what we're doing with these drugs. I have clients that have had, like I said, a death in their family. They'll go to their doctor 6 months later, not having dealt with the grief from the death of a loved one. And instead of being able to actually tackle and walk into that pain and grief, they're put on medication instead. And so what you have, this is very exactly what happened to me, you have all this underlying grief, trauma, or you have a physical symptom or your physical indication of, like I said, like a thyroid problem, an adrenal issue. So you have these underlying problems that are not being dealt with. The root cause is not being dealt with. Then we layer on top of it these psychotropic medications that are altering our brain chemistry. So now you have a cocktail of problems going on that we're actually creating and making worse in our society. So that's one of the things I really love taking on, because I've walked through this and I can help my clients walk through understanding what was going on at the time you went on the drugs. Now you've just masked the problem by putting drugs on top of the problem. Now we've got to go back to the original issue of why you even went on the drugs in the first place and learn to accept and deal and like really walk into that grief.
Well, I think it was Dr. Peter Bregan who talked about the fact that our emotions have been medicalized, and as you suggest, which is the proper thing to do, people are going to be depressed if they lose a loved one. Obviously, that doesn't mean they need a pill. It just means they need to take the time and deal with what is going on. When front porches and neighbors were readily available, it was easy to talk to friends and neighbors. But now people are, they're more connected to gadgets rather than to other people.
I'm a huge believer in that. And actually, my daughter Emma is one of my biggest heroes in that concept. She is a huge believer in community and engaging in community to heal yourself. Like I said earlier, she was actually diagnosed with bipolar and was on medication. She did tons of isolation and really kind of escaping, from her reality. And she's completely flipped the script on that and turned her life around. She's off the drugs completely. And she's one of the best people I've ever seen that really gets out there and engages with community and finds people that she can help and relate to. And she's very, very, very content, very joyful now, where she struggled for years with anxiety and depression. I think going back to Peter Bregan, I think he's exactly right. And Robert Whitaker, we have taken what are normal human emotions and experiences, and we are pathologizing them, like you said, and medicalizing them and deducing them down to a one-dimensional problem, which they think we can fix with a drug. And that's not at all what a human, we are human beings with a very complex makeup. We are multidimensional beings, bodies, minds, souls, spirits, experiences that we have all taken on that are all different. And that's what's so wonderful and beautiful about the world and our journeys, is they're all different. But the medical profession wants to medicalize it to make it a one-dimensional problem that can all be fixed with a synthetic drug made in a laboratory. And that's the tragedy about us all, is that, like I said earlier, I missed out on human experiences with my children and my family and engaging with them in a dimensional, multidimensional, experience. It was deduced down for me to, I'm mentally ill, I need a drug to fix me, and that's what the problem was. And it's tragic because it happens to there are millions of people. I think in my age bracket, I'm 47, I think in my age bracket, one-third of people are on some type of psychiatric, I think it's actually more than that a little bit, more than a third, are on some type of psychiatric medication. And again, doctors are taking these normal human, symptoms of a thyroid problem or a physical illness or some type of experience that is going to cause depression, and we're making it a medical problem, and it just doesn't work like that.
Right. And a lot of this began actually in the 90s or 1990 or right after Prozac came out. January of 88. And so it became very, they wanted to medicalize everybody, including children. And I wrote a piece called No Child Left Undrugged, The Medicalized Child. And I was just trying to find out who actually said that they were medicalizing everybody. It's kind of a long piece, so I didn't find it. It's 14 pages. But, that is what has happened. And you have organizations that are actually created by the pharmaceutical industry that are supposedly grassroots, like NAMI and some of the other organizations that are funded by the pharmaceutical industry. And so it's very sad, because it's not just doctors that are telling people these things, that they need to have medication. It's these so-called grassroots. And then there's the teen screening and all of the other things. And in the screening process, the teen screening, children, younger adults, have taken the screening, gone through the screening process. And when they began the screening, they didn't have any problems, but the screening is set up to make you doubt yourself to the point that you think, oh yeah, gosh, maybe I do have a problem. And so it's between the FDA and and all of the prescriptions, I think there's 11 million prescriptions were written for children, for people under the age of 18 in 2002 in the United States. 11 million prescriptions for SSRIs for people under the age of 18. That's amazing. And
the FDA, it's absolutely insane. Yeah.
The FDA did not even approve of Prozac for children, and yet they were giving it to them off-label. In other words,
it's something thing, too, though, that people need to understand is, and that's where you just really, it's again, it's this whole concept of people buying in to what doctors are telling them. And I'm not going to, I mean, I know you and I will both agree there's some very, very good skilled doctors out there.
Oh, absolutely.
The Western medical profession as a whole has displayed absolute recklessness and ignorance in how they are dispensing psychiatric medication and how they are dealing with chronic illnesses, because
right. It
is insane that there are children when our brains are not fully developed, I think until we're 25, 27, that we are putting any type of a child on a psychotropic medication that is going to alter their brain chemistry. Not only that, but it's going to alter how their brain develops over the course of their lifetime and impact them. It is going to literally change the trajectory of their lives in a negative way when you put your child onto a psychiatric medication.
There are actually infants under the age of 12 months who have been prescribed Prozac, which is a crime to me.
It absolutely is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's being done right in front of us. And the thing that's what I hope, you know, your viewers will get from me today is it really, really is coming to understand that what you've been sold and what we've all bought into is not what's actually going on. Doctors that are prescribing these medications do not know. There is not one shred, and you know this, and Peter Bregan would know this, Kelly Brogan would know this, we will not be able to find one scientific data or study or medical report, peer-reviewed journal, anything like that, that will show that psychiatric medications work 100%. We have no idea the mechanism of action that they are doing to their brains. It's only, you know, we're guessing at what's going on with it. So
right. It's,
and for, you know, stories like mine, I was on this medication, you know, for 15 to 20 years on and off. I'm on zero medications now. I have zero anxiety. I have zero depression. I was able to take myself out of the mental health, the mental illness arena, and show that with 100% accuracy, actually this way is the way that works.
Right. But there are people with different conditions that may need some medication. But you can't make it a blanket application for anybody that has any problems whatsoever.
I would agree with you on that. I would agree, but it's a very slippery slope, because I'll have clients, you know, Deanna, or I'll meet people that are on, you know, 10 to 15 different medications for just anxiety alone. And guess what? They're still anxious. The drugs aren't helping them any longer. So again, what people need to understand, and this is very much what happened to me, was I presented with very normal symptoms as related to being exposed to trauma and grief and abuse. And so when I showed up there, those were my symptoms. They were actually really normal. They were pathologized and used against me to tell me I was mentally ill. Then I was placed onto the drugs, and what happens is your body will actually, you know, react to the drugs then. So now
right.
I'm even looking even more crazy. So then I would go back in, you know, 6 weeks later, I would say, this is not working, and the doctor would say, well, let's add a booster to it. Let's add, you know, gabapentin. Let's add Boost Bar, something to boost its effectiveness. So before you knew it, I was on 6 or 7 different medications. And so that's what is really, really slippery. I mean, to understand that once you have that many drugs in your system, it's impossible to even know what's working, what's not
well,
working.
Well, of course. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
It's just like a big cocktail, a chemical, cocktail that we have no idea what's even going on. And that's why when I get that many people with that many drugs on, it's really, really difficult to begin to, you know, understand or even wrap my brain around how to get them off of them. It's very, very possible, and I would always, again, recommend Dr. Brogan on her Vital Mind Reset program, because she is I mean, a master at understanding the impact that these drugs have on people and how to, you know, how do you get yourself free from them.
And it's amazing to me that you were able to get off of Prozac. You said that you'd gone off of it for a while, you were off of it, and then there came a time when you went back on it. And I know some people who have taken Prozac, who were on Prozac, and it was just almost impossible for them to cold turkey, which one of them did. One of them just went down slowly, did half a, or, you know, three quarters of the dose, and then one half, and then one fourth, and she ended up with Bell's palsy. And she went to the doctor, and that's one of the symptoms that can happen, or one of the things that can happen, is that you get tics or you get something like Bell's palsy. And her doctor said, well, I have no idea why you have this situation. She just woke up that way one morning.
It's crazy. And I think we both would point out, too, as you know, that anytime anybody's on any type of psychiatric medication, we never, ever want to just cold turkey, meaning stop it abruptly. I actually ignorantly didn't know any better, and I did a cold turkey benzo withdrawal in, I think, August of 2015. And then I also took myself abruptly off Prozac, and I think, like, they had me on five other drugs. Really, really, really dangerous. I always refer people to a kind of a newer website called Inner Compass Initiative. It's a lady, a friend of mine named Laura Delano, and I think she spent about 5 years at least researching you know, different drugs and the tapering, the correct tapering procedures for them and dosages and how to, you know, how to get correctly taper off of someone. So it's called Inner Compass Initiative, Laura Delano. That's where I always refer people to when they're really looking at tapering. But we never, ever, you know, want to stop any type of psychiatric medication abruptly, because it can even cause, you know, like cardiac arrest. Or like you said, you can have some severe nerve damage, neuropathy, things like that. I myself, when I went off of it, I had pretty severe akathisia for, I'd say, probably, you know, a good 6 to 9 months, where my body would not quit the tremors and the shaking. That's just this inner vibration that was going on in my body from coming off of the drugs too abruptly.
Right. We talked a little bit about akathisia last week, and it's horrible. It's really terrible.
It was insane. Gosh. And again, you know, we're walking around. I mean, the impact and the trauma that I put onto my children, you know, watching me, you know, walk through this. And again, we didn't know. We knew nothing. We didn't know, you know, looking back now, what was going on. I remember my kids, and we all thought I was mentally ill. So it was really, really traumatic for my children to watch me go through this and, you know, being able to come out on the other side. My God, I'm so blessed that I was able to do that and show them that I'm not mentally ill. But at the time, it was significantly traumatic to them to watch their mother falling apart like this and shaking and tremoring and, you know, trying to kill myself and just constantly in the state of just, like, you know, inner turmoil that I was in all the time in front of them.
Oh, my gosh. So, really, your whole family needed to be healed.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a very, very big process for all of us. And like I said, we're all so blessed, though, because it's really been able to change our entire family and even our lineage. I mean, through my journey, we've determined that, and this is, you know, pretty technical, and I know some of your viewers may not be familiar with, like, doing genetic testing. But, you know, I did some genetic testing for myself, and my family's done that now, too, just looking at different genetic SNPs that we all have. And I've learned for myself that my, you know, me and my son and my daughter-in-law all have the P450 chromosome deficiency.
Oh, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Our guest is Allie Zeck. And Allie, you were talking about genetic testing.
Yes, I'm a big believer in that. I know it can kind of be overwhelming to people, understanding it. But basically what people can do is they can go to like 23andMe or they can go to Ancestry.com. I think they like have a $99 special that they're running for genetic testing. Certainly you get really cool things like, what nationality, where you're from originally, looking at your DNA and things like that. But the main thing that we look at is the types of genetic SNPs or mutations that your DNA has. And so for me, it was really impactful, Deanna, to find out after the fact, which has actually helped my kids, though, and that I carried a P450 chromosome deficiency, meaning that my liver actually is not able to process or metabolize certain drugs. And most of those drugs are psychiatric medications. So that right there shows you why I had such a problem with the drugs that I was taking and put on, and that scientifically my body is not able to break them down. So when my body wasn't able to break them down, they actually built up in my bloodstream and became toxic, and that's why I had the suicidality and things like that going on. My son and his wife actually both carry that P450 chromosome deficiency as well. And so they have decided, not to vaccinate my grandson because they're fearful that, when the vaccines, which are loaded with toxic chemicals, it's been proven that, they were afraid that their son wouldn't be able to metabolize those toxins out of the vaccine. So they're making the choice to either delay vaccinations or not do them at all with them.
Oh, you mean like the formaldehyde and the mercury and aborted fetal tissue and that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And so, again, very controversial. They take a lot of flack from the conventional medical world, but they're very, very staunch because they've seen what I've gone through and they know how abused I was by the medical profession, again, by people that I trusted. And so they are very, very determined that, you know, they are going to take their son's health care and their family's health care into their old, into their own hands and not give that power over to, you know, a doctor or, you know, the medical profession.
Mm-hmm. Right. If people actually read the insert for vaccines, they would never do that. They would never put all that stuff into their infant's body.
And that's, you said it perfectly, though, Deanna. It comes down to personal responsibility. And that's what's happening is people aren't reading the packaging. People aren't questioning the doctors. You know, my dad went to a hepatologist, a liver doctor, for 11 years. My dad never drank, but he had, you know, elevated liver enzymes. And under that doctor's care, you know, my dad went into complete liver failure over the course of 11 years. And I was talking to the doctor, and I said, hey, you know, what caused this? Because my dad doesn't drink. And he said, well, he has non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's based on his diet. And so I looked at this doctor, and I said, okay, well, he's been seeing you for 11 years. Did you ever talk to him about his diet?
Yeah,
you
know, why didn't he talk?
And he said, it wasn't my place. And I said, okay, I took a breath, and I said, okay, if it wasn't your place, did you ever refer him to a nutritionist? And he said, hey, I only got 8 hours of food, you know, nutrition education in my medical degree, so no, I did not. And I was like, that's good, and that was about 4 years. And I was like, this is really, really insane. We are putting our lives in the hands of this profession that is proclaiming itself to be one that will cure us, and it's actually making us more ill in many cases, or it's actually killing us is what's happening. And it's happening, talking about the vaccine, and it's happening, Deanna, right in front of us, and we're not questioning it. That's what's just absolutely mind-boggling to me, is nobody's questioning it because everybody is giving that power and that responsibility over to somebody else. I have many clients that I'll work with that I'll say to them, hey, have you ever thought about doing this, or you ever thought about doing that? And they say, no, I take a drug for that. My doctor said I don't need to change my diet because I take a, you know, I take a statin, or I take a cholesterol medication for that. I'm like, this is insane. But it's really true that people really, really want a quick fix in America. But a lot of people, Deanna, don't want to give that power. You know, they want to give that power over to somebody else because they're too scared to take that power on themselves. They want to have somebody else to blame when something else goes wrong. If that makes sense.
And speaking of blame, you said that your father's doctor rationalized and said, well, I only got 8 hours of nutritional education in medical school. Mm-hmm. He was saying, well, it's because they didn't teach me. Well, hey, what about reading a book? Or what about going beyond what you learned? And and keep in mind that the agenda or the curriculum for medical school is set by the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and American Medical Association, which is the labor union for the medical industry. They're protecting each other's behinds.
Absolutely. They all work. They work together. Absolutely. And they are working to keep us chronically ill, chronically sick, chronically coming back from medications and surgeries that are not necessary. And, you know, they're making sure that they always have an influx of patients coming into them, else they will be out of business.
Right. Oh, gosh. What a situation.
I think, you know, my main point that I want people to get from my story.
We need to pick that up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Yep.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest first 2 hours today is Allie Zeck. She is a trainer, and she has a Facebook page. She works with Dr. Kelly Brogan's Reset Program. And, right before we went to the break, you wanted to talk about the emphasis of what you're doing.
I think for me and for my story, it's just really, really looking back again, Deanna, and there's something that's got to shift in our world, in our society, because like we said earlier, we agree that, you know, we're on more drugs than we've ever been. We're more medicated than we've ever been, but yet we're sicker in all areas of our life. Mentally, physically, you know, spiritually, it's getting worse. And so we have to just come to understand that what we're being sold, the bill of goods that we're being sold, is not working. It's not successful. And so the shift that I think needs to happen, I think my story is very, very indicative of the success of it, is that people have got to start taking personal accountability and personal responsibility for their own health care, and understanding and grasping the concept that doctors, the way our healthcare system is set up right now in Western society, is one that it is a for-profit business that seeks to keep people sick and coming back to them. Otherwise, it would be out of business. Like I said earlier, I haven't been to a doctor in 2 years because I don't have the need to anymore. And I was in there, I'd say, every 6 weeks for the last 15 years for, you know, anything. I mean, psychiatric stuff, illnesses, infections, things like that. So it's like, you know, when I was able to come into, you know, my experience more and really understand that the personal accountability was my part to take on. I'm running my own life. I'm running my health care. I'm understanding, you know, how I can, you know, go to a doctor and not just listen blindly to what they say, but really come to understand, what are you giving me? What are you prescribing me? What are the warnings? What are the, you know, side effects? What are you trying to accomplish by giving me this medication? I really, you know, for people that are on them right now, I would go back and I would really start challenging my doctor. Tell me what you know about this medication. Tell me what you know about this vaccine that you want to give me, my child. You know, explain to me what the side effects may be for this. What are they long term? And then it's, you know, going further and going on the internet and researching, you know, what the side effects are. What are the long term consequences that could play out for me being on this medication? And what's the long term goal for me being on this medication? Because the medications really, again, are not healing us. And in many, many, many cases, they're making us more sick or they're actually killing us. So that's what I hope people can get from my story, is that I was one that just really, really blindly trusted the medical profession and these doctors and these, you know, white coats and authority figures, just, you know, put them on a pedestal like they were gods to me. And they actually did a lot of severe damage to me. And I literally almost died at their hands. And so it's only by, you know, coming out of that and escaping that system that I've been able to say, this is my responsibility. You know, if I had to go see a doctor now, Deanna, I would call it more of, you know, a collaborator with me. I would be, you know, working in conjunction with them. They would be a peer to me, and I would be really, again, asking those really important questions. What are, you know, what are the reasons you're putting me on this medication? You know, what are the long-term consequences? What are the side effects? And understanding why, you know, you're putting me on this medication. So it's really a shift that everybody has to take on themselves, of beginning to really question and understand that we are responsible for our own health care.
Right. And I think, too, I'm very concerned about the children who are on psychotropic drugs, psychiatric drugs, anti-anxiety. And there are thousands of them.
There's, absolutely. And I, you know, my theory on that is, again, my P450 chromosome deficiency, that genetic SNP that I have, it's actually really, really common. It's about 15% of the population has, you know, this type of, you know, not being able to metabolize the drugs effectively. And my theory, and I know Dr. Brogan's theory, is that's why we see such a rise and an increase in the number of mass shootings. Remember how I told you earlier that when I was on the drugs, I really felt like it was an alternate reality that I lived in,
right.
And that's why I think school shootings and these mass shootings are going on, because these kids and these people are being put on these medications that in many cases, they're not able to metabolize them. They're not able to filter them out of their system. So they're becoming toxic, and the surrealness of being on the medication creates this alternate reality. When I was on the drugs, Deanna, I tried to hang myself from a hospital room with sheets I had ripped up and tied into knots. You know, and I was walking to actually to do it, and I looked over in the shower in the hospital and saw my dog, you know, and hallucinated and saw my dog, you know, wearing a hat, like looking at me. And so that's what's going on when people are on these medications. It's actually, like I said, digging out neural pathways that are not supposed to be there. They're not natural to our body or human experiences. And you know, I fully believe that as more and more people are put on these medications, and we have more people with, you know, genetic deficiencies where they're not able to metabolize them, we're going to see more mass shootings. And again, it's happening right in front of us, because what's going on is we're going to talk about gun control all day long, or what the drugs are actually doing to us.
Right. There are other drugs also that make you hallucinate, such as morphine. If you receive more morphine than you need, it can kill you, literally kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Not only make you hallucinate, but kill you.
Well, and even just, you know, the other drugs that we're, you know, prescribing to people where, you know, they're being over-medicated and addicted to, you know, prescription, you know, painkillers and things like that. I know that's a huge problem going on. Mm-hmm. And again, doctors are just really missing the mark because, you know, patients are coming in, like you said earlier, patients are wanting a quick fix and doctors are simply responding, but there's just no personal accountability on the part of the patients or their families to manage their own health care and their journey through the health care system. And it really should be, unless it's acute care, like you're injured in an accident or something, you know, very, very traumatic happens to you, you need surgery of some kind, you really shouldn't be a patient of the healthcare system. You should be in for something and then out for something. Like I said, I was in there for, you know, 15, 20 years, and I'm no longer in the system anymore. Unless I have, you know, some type of an infection or some type of acute care that I need, I'm no longer in the system. And I was a chronic, I was told I would be a lifelong patient in the mental health care system.
Well, even the direct-to-consumer advertising that we experience here in America, because if you monitor the amount of advertisements on television that have to do with health care or a prescription, they show you all these wonderful pictures, these images, happy people, and yet in the background or at the bottom, it tells you all of the things, the side effects. And so people see this on TV, and they're being programmed to go in and ask their doctor for something that they think will help them. And, of course, their doctor is going to acquiesce and write a prescription.
And you're so right. And what people need to understand is how that system really works is 70%, I think the statistic is 70% of the drugs, the psychiatric medications that are prescribed, are actually done by general practitioners that have no concept of how the human brain works. You know, they might be dealing with a baby with an ear infection. Now we're, you know, the next patient is going to be somebody with some real, you know, neurological symptoms going on, and they're dispensing these medications based on the last pharmaceutical representative that was in their office passing out samples and promising them free dinners or, you know, or free trips under the table somewhere. So, I mean, you're only, you know, the drugs you're going to be prescribed are either the ones that you're going in and asking for because you saw them on TV, or, like, you know, I said, like your doctor just had a pharmaceutical rep in their office and it was, you know, basically trying to get them to prescribe this one. So it's not at all a system that's set up to actually find out what the cause, you know, that's what's so nice about people like you. I mean, you know, your shows is that we need to understand that there's a different way to do this. And doctors like Kelly Brogan and holistic, you know, holistic naturopaths, you know, even some functional and some integrative doctors, some chiropractors, certainly, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get down to the root cause. What is actually causing your symptoms? You know, it could be a thyroid problem. It could be an adrenal issue. It could be that you have unresolved grief or trauma. But the conventional doctors are not trying to find the root cause. What they're doing is they're actually just taking your symptoms and they're trying to get rid of them by hiding them with medication. And so you will never fix your problem going that route. You will always have the underlying issue or problem. Now you're just masked with drugs, which is going to make your situation even worse and make it more difficult in the future to really figure out what's wrong with you. Whereas a naturopath, holistic doctor is actually going to try to get to the root cause and actually cure you and fix the problem completely where you don't have those symptoms at all anymore. And so that's what people need to understand. The Western healthcare system is set up to mask symptoms while the holistic system is set up to actually fix the problem completely where you no longer experience it anymore.
Right. I lost what I was going to say. There are doctors who have left the system who have, well, like Kelly Brogan. She has certainly changed. There have been other doctors who have also left the system or who have lost their license because instead of using prescription drugs, they're giving out recipes on how to fix something that they can buy a something at the grocery store, an herb that will help them to recover. And those doctors are looked down upon by their fellow doctors. And the other thing, too, is that the whole system is set up on an algorithm. The ICD coding is that you look in the algorithm, you look at the symptoms, and then it tells you what to prescribe for those specific symptoms. And that's the way that it is done, and it's all set up in conjunction with the insurance companies. And just whole idea that everybody has to have insurance, we are being forced to pay for something that we may never use, and it's wonderful for the insurance companies. And they say, well, the insurance companies work on fear. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if your house burns down? What if you get into an automobile accident? And you're paying all this money because you're afraid. We will take a call. Do we have a call? Okay. Yes, we'll take some calls if people would like to ask a question. That'd be great. If you have a question for Allie, feel free to call in. But it certainly is a system that is set up cohesively to work together as corporations, and it's really sad for the patients. Now, some people do very well on their medication, but there might be some other alternatives, and I think that certainly we should try the alternatives before we make. Before we accept medicines that might make us worse.
I agree completely. And like you said earlier, Deanna, it is a for-profit industry. And if it's for-profit, their job is to make money. Well, they're not going to be making money unless they have patients continually coming in to see them and dependent on them.
Right. That's true. I'm in a fortunate situation that I don't take any medication. And I have some health issues, but I'm working on them in a holistic way, as you have done. So, and it's just basically what you said, that we need to take responsibility. We need to take responsibility for our own health and not rely on somebody to fix us by just giving us a script to run to the drugstore and get it filled. Because you just don't know. All medications, all prescriptions have side effects. And they're really not side effects. They are the effects of the drug. Not side effects. They are the effects of the drug. And the students learn this in medical school. And they are told there's going to be a certain amount of people who are going to die by taking this drug. And so they recognize this. And
it's set up with casualties being part of the algorithm. And that, you know, if you look, people understand that there is a black box warning on these drugs that talks right. about this may cause feelings of depression, anxiety, suicidality. And when you're looking at those TV commercials like you talked about earlier and all the symptoms and the side effects, the drug companies don't want to have to put those warnings out there, but they are required to because they actually do happen to people. And so that's what, you know, you need to understand is that these drugs are actually causing people to commit suicide, to commit homicidal acts. The warnings are out there. And like I said before, it's right in front of you. And people are just blindly accepting these drugs from their doctors when that should not be the case at all. We should really, really be questioning what we're putting into our bodies.
Well, I think that the reason that they put those warnings on TV is so they can say, hey, we made a public announcement telling you what these side effects were, and yet you, as a patient, decided that you would take the drug anyway, it prevents lawsuits from being filed because they have made a public announcement. They're protecting themselves.
Mm-hmm. It releases them in liability.
Yes. Which is pretty clever on their part. And if you make a public announcement, then certainly you're not going to be liable if somebody comes after you. All righty. We are ready for a 3-minute break here, and we'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All righty, we are back. Our guest today for the first 2 hours is Allie Zeck. She has a Facebook page. She works as a trainer in Dr. Brogan's Reset Program. And she has given us a lot of very, very good information today. So what are your closing thoughts? We have about 3 minutes.
And, you know, I would just go back, Deanna, to, first of all, thanks for having me, you know, on your show. And I think it's just so important for people like me that have actually been able to, like, escape the mental health system, escape these diagnoses, these lifetime, you know, kind of like I call them guest stamp sentences from these doctors and degree professionals, that you know, tell us that we're flawed and that we're going to be chronically ill. For those of us like me to share our story out there, to give other people that are still in the system, that are still buying into this, you know, this notion that they're flawed and that they're ill, to know that there is a better way to do it and that there's a way to escape that system and to really empower and take, you know, charge and responsibility of your own health care.
All righty. We do have a caller. Thank you for those thoughts. Lauren, who is an ex-drug rep in Ohio.
I just wanted to encourage you guys. I know you don't have a whole lot of time. I'm an ex-drug rep, worked for two companies. Never in my history as a drug rep did we sell anything, and I did sell black box drugs, including psych drugs. I sold Buse Bar. I worked for Hoffman LaRoche and Boehringer Ingelheim. I've never seen a drug that cured someone. When I almost died, me and one of my daughters, we went natural, and I'm now finishing my doctorate in as naturopathic doctor, and I'm telling you, they explain how your body actually works, where these poor doctors, and my dad was a cardiovascular thoracic surgeon, so I'm not against doctors. I'm just saying this is mass mind control and trauma-based mind control that they use on these doctors, and they're afraid, and they're ignorant, and they can't help you. The average age of death for a doctor is 55 years old. You've got to wonder, you know, if they're so good at what they do, why are we having an increase in all of the different diseases, you know, cardiovascular, cancer now, you know, leading the cause of death. What's going on here? And it's that you're going to people that know less than you do. I mean, your common sense tells you often the right thing to do, but people just don't respect themselves anymore. So I would just encourage people, have faith, have hope. Genesis 1:29, I have given you the herb and the seed thereof, and these shall be as meat for you. Change your diet. And another great book, Dr. Mortar, chiropractic doctor, wrote this book from experience from his practice, Your Health, Your Choice. And it is just an excellent book. Eat 75% alkaline ash foods, 25% acid ash foods, and you'll probably fare better. There's, you know, a lot more information I could tell you, but I just, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Lauren.
Yeah, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. All righty. Well, that was interesting, Allie.
Well, no, and I just really encourage people to, you know, go to my Facebook page or my Instagram page. It's Allie Zeck, A-L-I-Z-E-C-K. And the only reason is, if you look through some of my postings and my story, if you find that you think, you know, my story might be helpful to somebody else that's really in the depths, you know, of despair or shame or embarrassment over, you know, a diagnosis they've received, or they're really struggling mentally, to share my story with them to give them hope.
Well, thank you so very much for being on the program today, Allie. And I'm so glad that you're okay. I'm glad that your family has grown along with you in their independence and empowerment. Thank you for being on the program. All righty, we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.